Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H-S-C-A-R-A-N-O-2463. Today is 3/21/22. Chief complaint, low back pain. Number one, diabetes out of control. Number three, leg pain has number four, the BPH symptoms. Number five, history of dizziness. Number six, family history of stroke. Number seven, having trouble with urination from time to time at night. Number eight, right leg pain related to low back pain. Number nine, palpitations off and on. Patient is a over-the-road truck driver, does a lot of driving. He has had some back pain before, but his pain is much worse today, going down his right leg. He's had some numbness, some tingling, but he's able to walk and has not had any issues with bowel and bladder incontinence, period. In the paragraph, he also has a history of diabetes, hypertension, last hemoglobin once he was over 7, and he's here now for evaluation of multiple issues and problems, period. Family history stroke. Patient is adopted. Also, mom had some kind of cancer. Sounded like a brain cancer. He just found out about that not too long ago. No colon cancer reported. Colonoscopy. Never had a colonoscopy in the past. At home, blood sugars are running around sometimes from 160 to 200. He's only taking the 500 milligram metformin twice a day. Social, he smokes 2 packs a day. Long discussion regarding this, but he quit drinking about a year or 2 years ago. And he's very proud of himself regarding that surgery, right hip surgery, medical problems, diabetes, hypertension. His last blood work, his PSA, his testosterone were within normal limits. Immunization, no recent immunization reported. Let's see. Review of system as above, 207 pounds, 97.5, 16, 69, 143 over 77, heart positive, some positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to the disease, neutral, neurastics, mild leg raising test at 45 degrees on the right side, neurological non-focal skin, shows and rash. Assessment number one, low back pain. Number two, retreat with Decadron now. Next one is blood sugars have been pretty stable. Next one is check blood sugars in face of Decadron. Next one is add gabapentin, 100 milligram TID. Next one is add Medrol dose pack. Next one is check blood work. Next one is recheck A1C. Next one is come back next week. Next one is we'll look for possibility of a disc herniation via MRI. Next one is if not improvement, we look for diabetic amyotrophy, which is very common in patients with diabetes with borderline control of their diabetes and A1C. Next number. Thyroid cyst, he did have a 0.3 centimeter thyroid cyst on the left side, which needs to be observed. It's definitely less than a centimeter. Next one is PVD mild. Next one is BPH mild. Next one is liver slightly fatty. Next number findings discussed. Next one is carotid ultrasound with strong family history of stroke and dizziness shows minimal obstruction. Next one is echocardiogram within normal limits. Next number, he states that at one time he used to snore a lot, but since he quit drinking and lost weight with metformin, about 30 pounds, he's not snoring anymore at this time, has no symptoms of sleep apnea. Next number, last testosterone within normal limits. Next number, last B12 within normal limits. Next number, reevaluate next week. Next number, PSA 0.48, October of 2021. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.